Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the most interactive sports show anywhere. It's Offsides. Mark Ryan and Diesel, and we are the Fan Upstate, rolling on until 7 o'clock p.m. on this hump day edition of the show. We are exactly halfway through our week. I'm jealous of you guys. You guys are 60% through your week. You're done with 3 out of 5 days. We're halfway through day number three, but we're having a blast being here with you guys. Fantastic to be here. Our thanks to Josh Pate. Our heartfelt congratulations to Josh Pate for the job well done on his part, getting that new deal with 24/7 Sports. We love having him on, and if you guys like hearing from Josh Pate, let me know. You know, one thing I'm going to start doing with the Josh Pate segment is I'm going to take the best listener question for Josh Pate every single week. So if you want to be able to say, look, man, I got my question on air into Josh Pate, let's do it. Let's do it. Because, guys, every single year, and I'm not sure how many of you even realize this, right? There still could be, I guess, a person or two out there that's like, who's Josh Pate? I know a lot of you are saying, who's Mark Ryan? But his brand and his popularity and level of fame have grown exponentially every single year. First time I had him on was December of 19. I started working here January of 19. I get home, my dad says, you got to check this guy out. I did. It was amazing. Had him on December of 19. Then August of 2020, he did our upset picks contest of the week. In September of 2021, he did it again. This year, I was like, man, one of these years, he's going to say to me, he just doesn't have time to do it anymore, which I can't fault him for. That wasn't this year. I asked again. He said, yes, here we are. Best college football analyst in the country, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you right here on Offsides. What other programs in America can say that? Let's see here. Texter says, Leprechaun of Lyman is taking Kansas over TCU in 7 points. Jeff R. is taking Ball State over Central Michigan in 8.5 points. Greg Price is taking, I looked at this one, Greg, Pitt over Virginia Tech for 14.5. Virginia Tech over Pitt for 14.5 points. Texter says, thanks for dooming my Gamecocks at Kentucky even more this weekend. Already didn't see the Gamecocks pulling it off, but this is driving the nail in the coffin. Thanks a bunch. Guys, like, seriously, everybody's picking the Gamecocks over Kentucky. Nobody's giving me a reason. Like, in your individual breakdown of that game, how does that happen? Again, I'll channel my inner Josh Pate. If the upset is going to happen, how does it happen? When you look at this game and you say to yourself, how does this happen? What pops into your mind? Because whereas Kentucky might not be this behemoth that Tennessee is offensively, you know what travels? Defense. Wherever you are, defense travels. The defense is going to keep Kentucky in every single game. And with as anemic as South Carolina has looked offensively, how are they going to pull off the upset there? Diesel, I don't know, man. I don't know if you posted this already, but Josh Pate picking the Gamecocks to beat Kentucky, that's something. There's something there.
There is something there.
He won't say to us, tell me why. He won't. He says, you know the rules, Mark. It's like Barstool Sports with the pizza reviews. One bite, everybody knows the rules. No questions, Mark, on why I'm picking the upset pick. You can't ask me why, but he did take the Gamecocks to beat Kentucky.
That is something, Mark. Have you? Here's something else. I don't know if you've noticed this. It's becoming an internet trend to post a video and then have it be interrupted right before the good part with a break to Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
And so this is one of the fun ones that I've just seen. Tulane football was posting a uniform reveal video, and it starts off just kind of like a typical uniform reveal video. You see some feet walking, and you see kind of the green socks. You're like, okay, well, they're gonna fade up. They're going to cut. We're going to see the fit. But as soon as you're about to see what the full uniform looks like, they cut to Aaron Judge hitting a home run. And the caption says, uniform reveal, but Aaron Judge hit his 60-second home run. We'll try again tomorrow. Shrug emoji.
Hopefully, thankfully, this is all done. The cut-ins are all done.
I do hope that the pressure will now be off and he can go out and get like 63, 64.
Yeah, just in the mash, next game. Brother. Just mash. Just go out there and mash.
The pressure's off and he just gets to swing now. You know, players, it won't matter if people are pitching to him now in the final game of the season. You just pitch to him.
You know, I'll tell you guys something. When I do the shows for CBS, lately they've been having me on 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And they have me on Saturdays during college football. They know I'm a college football guy. They put me on during college football. I appreciate it. You know when I feel that, you know when I feel that moment? It's 9 p.m. 9 p.m. when I'm through 3 hours and I have 1 hour left. I have that, I'm Aaron Judge and I just hit the 60-second home run. Because at that point, unless I do something stupid like cursing on the air, like I've had a good show. Nothing that happens in the last hour is going to change the fact that we've had a good show. I'll be real with you guys. I had that feeling today. And I said to myself, my is going to be when we get to the top five at five. Because there were so many moving parts today. Folks, I had to set up the whole, tour of the state. You know, Julia Morris and Chris Phillips and coordinating everything, getting the High School Athlete of the Week on. Tabulating all of our upset picks for the week. Figuring out what I wanted to say about Aaron Judge. What do I want to ask Josh Pate today? Does my father want to come on to talk to Josh Pate? I said, man, when I get to the top five at five, I'm going to have that moment. By the way, tomorrow, guys, we're at Morgan Square in Spartanburg, 3 to 7 p.m. If I haven't had the privilege, the honor of meeting you, I would love to have that opportunity. We'll be there 3 to 7 p.m., USC Upstate men's and women's basketball teams. If you want to see me brick a free throw, used to be pretty good. Used to be 81% from the free throw line. Now I'm at 18% from the free throw line.
Is that when you were 5'3", 105 pounds?
5'3", 103 pounds. Listen, Diesel, you're giving me credit I don't deserve here. 103 pounds at the end of my ninth grade year, Diesel. Listen, you want to hear a chick magnet? Glasses, braces, 5'3", 103 pounds, wouldn't hit puberty for another 6 years. End of my freshman year of college.
Some would say you still hadn't hit it.
There you go. Thank you, Diesel.
Especially when your voice is cracking on the air.
You can always rely on your producer to build you up. You know, this is what producers do. They build up the talent. Isn't that what... That's what Bill Murray said in Groundhog Day, Diesel. She gave him coffee, and he smiles, and he goes, you know, that's the mark of any great producer. Keep the talent happy. That's what you do. It's the single most arrogant line in all of sports.
I love my job.
Let's see here. Did you ever finish a show and think that wasn't my best work? I grade my days every day to try and do better.
You may think it, but you certainly don't tweet it.
Let's see here.
No recognition for that one?
No, I can't. I don't know where you're going with that, Diesel. No idea whatsoever. Every single week, Texter, you have a show that is your best show of the week, and you have a show that is your worst show of the week, right? And you have a 1 through 10 scale based on what you know of your own ability, right? So, like, this show, when this show is popping, I know that this show, like, this show can absolutely deliver, you know? And I know that the worst that this show is capable of is still better than a lot of other shows. But we don't want to be better than a lot of other shows. We want to be the best. And to do that, you got to try to be the best as consistently as you can possibly be, right? But yeah, no, absolutely. Like, absolutely every single day after the show, I say to myself, how do I feel about the show today? You know? And if I didn't feel like it was my best, I don't feel well. You know? If I feel like, man, like we left them hanging, we had good teases, it was punchy, big opinions, we were funny, we were on point. That's a wonderful feeling. Like, one of the best highs in life, folks, is the high that you have, like, of a job well done. You guys all know what that's like, right? Like, you have the wife's, you have the anniversary coming up, or the wife's birthday, or a major presentation to have at work, right? And you nailed it. And, like, that feeling that you have when you have achieved that is an unbelievable feeling, right? Like, wow. Like, I was my best self today. The best version of yourself today. I heard the Tour of the States segment before I went to my dentist appointment. I love that segment. I missed it last week. Is the whole Tour of the States segment on a podcast, Diesel?
It will be. After the show, we've podcasted so far the interview that we had with Seneca running back Cade Evanson. That piece is up. It's out there on Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on the Fan Upstate website. The full show, the hour-by-hour podcasts go up after the show is done.
And without further ado, it is time for us to do that jam. We call it the Top 5 at 5, the top 5 biggest sports stories of the day. The top 5 topics we're discussing, ladies and gentlemen of the Upstate, Offsiders, the top 5 at 5, starts right now.
And now, the top 5 at 5.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hit it!
5.
Folks, at number 5, Aaron Judge sets the all-time home run record last night. Can we stop? You know that's a segment of the show. Can we stop trying to remove credit from him? Okay, he is the all-time home run king. And I said something in the first segment today that was harsh. I don't regret it because I mean it, but it was harsh. I have friends that work in the business, folks, all different cities in this great country, saying things on their Twitter like, can we stop? Barry Bonds is the home run king. And folks, here's my message to you. If you believe that Barry Bonds is the home run king, I am questioning your morals, your values, and yes, your integrity. Because at what point as a nation did we turn a blind eye to lying, to cheating, to values? At what point did we do that? Is it our politicians that took us there? You know, to the point that, like, whatever political side you seem to lean on, and I'm on neither, right? Whatever political side you lean on, if your side does something wrong, your immediate reaction is, yeah, but not as bad as the other guy. Stop it. Morals, values, integrity. Barry Bonds cheated. Mark McGwire cheated. Sammy Sosa cheated. 20% of the sport cheated at that time. Barry Bonds tested positive for 3 different steroids. You expect somebody in me who was a high school teacher to tell you that Barry Bonds is the home run king when I know he cheated?
Mark, if Aaron Judge was not the home run king, we wouldn't have been talking about it for the last 3 to 4 weeks. Is he going to break the record? Is he going to pass Babe? Is he going to beat Roger Maris? We're only talking about it because the people who won't admit it know in their heart of hearts. They know in the back of their minds that Aaron Judge is a legitimate home run king. It's like the people who keep debating, who feel the need to keep debating that LeBron James is the GOAT over Michael Jordan. If he was the GOAT over Michael Jordan, everyone would accept it and move on. But they haven't, because it's not true. LeBron James is not the GOAT over Michael Jordan, and Barry Bonds is not the home run king. If you feel the need to keep defending it and keep screaming about it constantly on the internet, then you're showing that in the back of your mind, you know that it's not legitimate.
Folks, Aaron Judge and Albert Pujols right now are having to sleep in the bed that Bonds, McGwire, and Sosa made. How much is your reputation worth to you? Tom Verducci has an article out today. Aaron Judge is the authentic home run king. He does not hold MLB's official single-season home run record, but his authenticity from his frame to his dedication to his sheepish smile absolutely positively does set him apart. It absolutely does set him apart, Aaron Judge. So, folks, what I want to know from you is this. Who would you rather have? Who would you rather have? Would you rather have Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa? Or would you rather have somebody who did it the right way, like Aaron Judge has? There is no, he's not tied to steroids in any way, shape, or form. He hasn't cheated in any way, shape, or form. What do you want? What's important to you in your life? Is it more important to you to have the home run king, asterisk, or the authentic home run king? What do you value in your life? You know, I shared the story, like, we have a texter to the station. And this is what I'm gonna tie into what I'm getting to here, but we have a texter into the station that all he does is try to stir up crap between our show and the Rob Brown Show. That's all he does. And a couple of weeks ago, I said to Diesel, I said, anytime you see the last four digits of this guy's number come in, we're not reading his texts anymore. Because on the Rob Brown Show, I heard from them, and like I had to have a conversation with them about like something this guy was starting. And I'm just like, guys, like this, do not let the peanut gallery cause any problems between us. Please, don't let that happen. I don't like people generally who just like make it their being, make it their mission just to like put stuff out there to start trouble. I don't like that. I don't like those people. Well, Major League Baseball is that dude. They are that texter. They've put this out there. Wait a minute, Barry Bonds isn't in the Hall of Fame, but Barry Bonds is listed number one. What do we make of this? They've put this out there and they haven't addressed it. They've addressed nothing. So I call on you, Major League Baseball. I demand of you that you address what the hell is going on here. Are you going to honor the records forever? If so, why? Is it because you were complicit? Complicit in the steroid era?
You know, we had that conversation earlier with Julia from WYFF 4 Sports, and she said, well, you know, Mark McGuire doesn't truly believe that he truly cheated because everybody was doing it and they weren't really testing for it. Like, at what point, when somebody is injecting a needle into your arm or mixing something else in your shaker that you're not entirely sure what it is, at what point do you look at that needle in your arm and say, no, that's not cheating? That's not cheating. I don't see anything. Needle? No, I don't feel anything. I'm not cheating.
At what level of denial do you have to be in order to do that? Right? Where do you have to be? Where are our morals and values as a country? I mean, I'm so worried about us, folks. I'm so worried. We've lost our compass for doing what's right, right? We're putting off so many problems that are going to screw future generations. I'm deeply concerned, and this is one of them. You guys who are telling me Barry Bonds is the home run king, I question your integrity. I'm sorry, but I question your integrity. Next up.
Four.
Major League Baseball playoffs are in the offing, my friends. And folks, this is awesome. This is really, really exciting. In the Major League Baseball playoff matchups that are coming your way on Friday, okay, we've got Phillies Cardinals. I think the Cardinals could be a sleeper team. Rays Guardians. Terry Francona's squad is always in there. Best manager in the game. Kevin Cash and the Rays firmly on the analytics side. I'm going to be rooting for the Guardians because, look, the Rays, they're a thorn in everybody's side, man. Padres Mets, the big boppers of the Padres versus the complete unit that the Mets are. Are the Mets demoralized right now? Mariners Blue Jays, the standard pitching versus hitting. You know, the Blue Jays are absolute bombers. The Mariners have Rodriguez, the stud kid, plus wonderful pitching. I think this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see the Blue Jays-Mariners matchup. Two teams we're not used to seeing in the postseason, and I credit MLB for this. I realize I just bagged on them, but they got it right. They got it right with this postseason. No more stupid wild card game, one game elimination. That doesn't tell you who the better team is at all. It just tells you who's able to use the most starting pitchers in relief to win one game. Give me a break. Next up.
Three.
Folks, did you hear this on Peyton and Eli the other night? We touched on it briefly yesterday. There was a quote-unquote streaker who had a pink smoke bomb that ran out onto the field Monday Night Football, 49ers and Rams on Monday night. And it's interesting. Barstool Sports said that Bobby Wagner, linebacker for the Rams, isn't interested in your gender reveal anymore because he had pink smoke. Here's what Peyton and Eli had to say about the streaker.
We've got a visitor on the field here. Can we rewind that? Eli, can you do the tablet on this streaker on the field? No?
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
There he is. Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're talking
Wagner.
About. Wagner.
Bobby.
A veteran, right? Get him down. Now get out and let these guys take over. Oh, Bobby Wagner. Veteran play.
You know, I love how, like, when streakers come out on the field in the traditional broadcast, they do what they're told to do. Oh, you ignore the streaker. You don't give them attention. You don't honor this idiot because then you're going to have more idiots do it. On the B broadcast, they're all over it. They're, like, giving you the play-by-play. Oh, and the stiff arm from the streaker. It's fantastic. Absolutely, positively fantastic. By the way, guys, I posted a poll question the other day, and I'll ask you guys this. Monday Night Football, are you watching the traditional broadcast, Buck and Aikman, or are you watching Peyton and Eli? I'm watching Peyton and Eli every single time. And folks, I don't know what the college football version of that would be, but we need it. We absolutely need that. That makes me, like, that to me, that broadcast is the only thing the NFL does that puts the NFL on par with college football. It's the only thing the NFL does. And the broadcast is awesome, and it's funny, and you've got these mega millionaires, Eli and Peyton, cracking on each other all the time, and if they can crack on each other, why can't we? They've done a good job of reducing the number of guests on the show, which gives you more action. So the guests used to be for like a whole quarter. I'm like, this is awful. Come on, guys. I want to learn football from the Mannings, Eli and Peyton. And they've made the guest interviews. Now they've cut them down to like three, which is what they needed to do. And they've made the interviews like 5 or 10 minutes. So, like, you know, they're the Steph Curry's on from like the 12-minute mark to like the 6-minute mark of the third quarter, and then he's gone. And it's funny. It's pithy. It's entertaining. I commend them. I love that broadcast. What are you watching on Monday Night Football? The traditional broadcast or Peyton and Eli? Next up.
Two.
Our upset pick contest of the week asks for your participation. We've gotten a lot of different picks coming in thus far today. And the most popular pick has been South Carolina over Kentucky. I'm going to be like, Diesel, who is the boy band? You have a good boy band knowledge, Diesel. The one that says, tell me why. Who sang that? Tell me why you're picking the Gamecocks over Kentucky. I'm not hearing the why here. Josh Pate wouldn't give me the why. You guys aren't giving me the why. I don't know if it's a hunch, if it's a feel, if you need the points. What is it? But the most common pick thus far in the upset picks contest is South Carolina over Kentucky. So what is my pick? Here you go, folks. First time this has happened maybe ever. Washington State over USC. I got the same one Diesel does. Washington State is 4-1. USC has been rather unimpressive in many of their games. Washington State's only L is to Oregon. That L came at the very, very end of the game. I'm getting 13.5 points in this game. None of the rest of you have picked that game.
That was my pick. You can't pick my pick.
Well, that pick was already my pick.
Either we're going to rise together or we're going to die together.
Yeah, that was already my pick. So, yeah, here's what I considered.
You can't say it's already your pick when you pick after my pick.
Well, that's true. Oklahoma, Texas.
You can say anything was your pick.
Oklahoma, Texas. Northwestern, Wisconsin, I considered. Wisconsin's in the dumps right now. Pitt, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Miami, Washington State, USC, and BYU, Notre Dame. In the end, I need some help, folks. I don't need a Hail Mary, but I need some help. North Carolina, Miami, Notre Dame, BYU is not going to get it done. So that leaves me with Oklahoma, Texas, Northwestern, Wisconsin, Pitt, West Virginia Tech, and Washington State, USC. Of those, I think Washington State has the best shot. That is actually a good football team going to L.A. And I get 13.5 points. Man, I will take it. I will take it all the way. Give me Wazoo and the Cougars. How can you not love a conference that has the Beavers and the Cougars doing battle?
Right? Beavers, Cougars, and Trojans.
That's it. Oh, there you go.
Going at each other.
Beavers, Cougars, and Trojans. Letting each other have it, my friends.
Honestly, why is Durex not a keynote sponsor of that conference?
And finally.
One.
Victor Wembanyama. I was today years old when I heard the name. If I say to you guys, who is Victor Wembanyama? Who would you say that is? Folks, this dude is a mutant. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody because you're about to know who this guy is. He's a 7'4" basketball prospect from France. And you're like, 7'4", I've seen this guy. Ogre, can't really move. Mark Eaton, Manute Bol, like all of those type of guys. Taco Fall, you've seen that kind of player, right? 7'4", version of Dirk Nowitzki. 7'4". Had his American debut last night, scored 36 points. Last night. He is scheduled to be the number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft, I'll say. I've never seen anything like that before. I've never seen anything like that before. 7'4", and he doesn't have like the ogre disease that all those huge guys really do. They lack coordination. You know, they can't move really well. They can't shoot. The basketball is like an orange in their hands. Have you ever tried to shoot an orange? You know, this dude is 7'4" and is unfreaking believable. Block shots, driving the basket, perimeter game. Victor Wembanyama is the name. Again, you don't know the name yet. You're going to know the name, and everybody's going to be tuning in to see this guy come a year from right now. And those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 844-FAN-PHONE. That's 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. That's 844-326-3663 is the number. The Preferred Home Services text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word fan and away you go. Facebook and Twitter, yeah.
I got to break in here and tell you, I don't know if you've mentioned this anywhere on the show yet today, but this is on national sports television right now. The fan who got tackled in his on-field demonstration has filed a police report against Bobby Wagner.
Loser. What a loser. You ran onto the field and you're upset you got tackled? Really? Is that seriously a thing? Filed a police report, Diesel? Why did the police allow him to even complete that? Is that a thing? You got to allow people to fill that out? Wow, that is out there. Like, do you guys not agree with me that if you step foot on the field, what happens to you at that point is in God's hands, right?
Well, that's entirely on you.
Yeah.
You chose to go out on the field. What did you think was going to happen? Did you think the cops were going to run up to you, gently grab a hold of you, put the furry cuffs on you, and walk you out?
Pleasant experience, Diesel.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Guys, this is going to be great. This is every time I've ever seen anyone else rush the field and get on the field, it's always ended well for them, so let me expect that this time as well.
Doesn't make any sense. Does not make any sense at all. Let's see what you guys are saying on the Preferred Home Services text line. Actually, let's do that when we come back right here on the most interactive sports show anywhere. It's Offsides, Mark Ryan and Diesel, and we are the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Offsides, Mark Ryan and Diesel, and we are the Fan Upstate. Wonderful to have you guys with us. Let's see what you guys are saying. We've got Gamecocks, Kentucky. I don't look at this game, folks, Gamecocks and Kentucky, and think South Carolina has no shot. I don't think that at all. My issue and my concern for the Gamecocks is this, is that they're not organized, and Kentucky is. They don't have the continuity that Mark Stoops and company do at Kentucky. And, you know, is South Carolina organized, ready? Do they know who they are enough to go beat Kentucky? Do the Gamecocks have the talent to beat Kentucky? You better believe they do. The Gamecocks have more talent than Kentucky. In terms of the 24/7 sports total talent composite, this is how talented your roster is. South Carolina is 20th and Kentucky's 28th. You're more talented than they are. They have had a much better system than you do. Clemson and Boston College, this is what's concerning to you about this if you are a Clemson fan. Boston College played its best game of the week last week, right, against Louisville, to win and to not be in last place in the Atlantic. Nobody's talking about this game. This game, it's like, is Clemson even playing this week? Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they? Right? Clemson is by far the better team. Obviously, you don't need me to tell you about the talent discrepancy, but Jurkovic can beat you if you are not ready, if you don't come to play. And so we're going to learn something about Clemson this week, right? In a game that really nobody's up for, will the team be up for? You know, I'm on social media all the time. I'm seeing no love, no vibe, no anything for Clemson at Boston College. Spread of the game is 21 points. No vibe, no energy, nothing. If the team feels the same way that social media does about it, what ends up happening is you have a Florida game like the one with USF, and you needed a prayer at the end just to beat the USF Bulls, right? Florida's better than USF. Weren't ready to play. We're not ready to play at all. And so if that happens to Clemson this week, I'm a little bit concerned about them. If they're ready to play, as I said, if they practice and play with focus and intensity, they'll be unbeaten heading into the college football playoff. They will. Let's check and see what you guys are saying on the Preferred Home Services text line. Texter says, JC says, give me Washington State over USC. Did you do that before or after my pick, JC? Texter says, for the people who defend Barry Bonds are the same people who support the LIV Golf Tour. I have found that to be true. Kenny Tripp says, Mark, Barry Bonds is not the home run king. If you cheat to gain something, it is not yours. Judge is absolutely the home run king. Amen, Kenny Tripp. Amen. Trey from Kentucky says, Auburn over Georgia plus 29.5. Go War Damn Eagles. Those of you, now we have three people picking Auburn over Georgia. Again, why? Everyone always says no one ate during MJ, Watch, Bird, McHale, Isaiah, Lambeer, Magic, and Kareem had a buffet. MJ watched and started in 84, not 91. MJ Watch started in 84, not 91. As for me, I'm Team GOAT James. James is not the GOAT, brother, and you know that. But at least with James, there's not PED use attached to it, okay? So it's a fair debate to have. You lose, but it's a fair debate to have. Texter says, I'm in agreement with you about Bonds. I'm curious how you guys feel about Pete Rose. Do you think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame? I do. Diesel, I'm not sure how you feel. Pete Rose bet on his team.
Yeah.
He didn't use PEDs. He's the all-time hit king. Pete Rose should be in.
Of course he should. Gambling on yourself isn't cheating. Explain to me, anybody who says Pete Rose shouldn't be in the Hall, explain to me how putting money down on your team to win and then feeling motivated to go play even harder for your team to win so that you win money is cheating. It's not cheating. Is it maybe antithetical, or is it against the honor of the game to gamble on the game? Maybe you could say that, but there are all kinds of players, all kinds of athletes who have been shady individuals, and yet we still talk about them like they're great. And Pete Rose is no different from those guys. So as long as you didn't jab a needle in your arm to allow you to get back on the field after injury faster, to allow you to lift more weights, ergo have larger muscles, ergo hit the ball harder, then you haven't cheated.
Texter says, Michigan J. Todd says, give me UNLV over San Jose 8-7. Multiple times we've seen that one. John says, give me the Gamecocks. They're due for an upset. Texter says, Diesel, by that logic, does that mean Jordan isn't the GOAT either? People scream about that too.
No, Jordan was the undisputed GOAT. After the 90s, Jordan was the undisputed GOAT. I mean, was anybody screaming that who would have been the GOAT before him? Kareem, maybe? Bill Russell? You'd have to answer that question for me, because I don't know who was considered the greatest before Michael Jordan. But I'd be willing to bet that Kareem and guys like him were in that conversation. So as a stand-in, let's just say Kareem. It seems to me that the entire basketball-loving world understood that Michael Jordan had surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or whoever it might have been, as the GOAT. The fact that we're still debating it, and that so many people are just vehemently trying to say, no, it's LeBron. No, it's LeBron. Oh, it's LeBron. I've got a friend that's all he posts on his Facebook page is, here's why LeBron is better than Michael Jordan. Well, you know, thou dost protest too much if you feel the need to post this every single day, then you understand you're swimming upstream, that other people don't buy what you're trying to sell. So you feel like you got to sell it more often.
Texter says, the tackle of the streaker was exactly what either security or the police should do. The streaker is probably just trying to get some money because the player did it. Amen. And Sherb texts in with his upset pick yet again. Gamecocks over the Wildcats. If you're picking that, how come nobody has told me why you're picking that? Why do you feel like that upset is going to happen? I don't have a reason, man.
It's the old spray and pray technique, Mark.
That's it. All right, up next, the most overrated teams in college football are, on the flip side, here on Offsides, we are the Fan Upstate. What's good, everybody? It's Offsides, Mark Ryan and Diesel. We are the Fan Upstate. You know, we are entering a media era where everybody just wants to say positives about everybody. Blow smoke up your skirt, rainbows and gumdrops and Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Listen, man, we give you a dose of real here on Offsides. You love college football. I love college football. We all love college football. So let me ask you this, my friends. Who are the most overrated teams in college football right now? You know as well as I do, folks, and if you don't, I'm going to give you the stats, okay? Some stats are like bikinis. They show some things, not all. This stat shows a lot. The last 3 years, Diesel, 52% of the teams that began the year in the top 25 do not finish the year in the top 25. 52%. The quote-unquote experts, and if this is not Exhibit A as to why we should not have polls until this month of October. By the way, we're now 5 days into the best sports month of the year. How do you feel, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know what to tell you, because they're wrong, and these guys aren't right. And you know as well as I do, even though we're through a month of the college football season, some of these teams are not going to wind up where they are right now. So who are the most overrated teams in college football? We pose the question to you at 844-FAN-PHONE. That's 844-326-3663. On the preferred home services text line, 71307. Just start your text with the word fan and away you go, or put fan in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. Most overrated teams in college football, Diesel, what do you got?
Most overrated teams? How about the fact that even though they had lost two games, they got all the way back up to number 17, Texas A&M. Texas A&M is overrated. They're overrated week in and week out. Come on.
Well, see, A&M to me is garbage, and I recognize them as garbage, so they're not overrated.
Yeah, but the pundits need these big brands to be good. They need these brands with a two-digit number, a one or a two-digit number next to their name, and they need the first digit of that two-digit number to be a one, okay? They need these big brands to be in the teens, because it allows them to talk about them, because it gets them more clicks. It gets them more views.
I've asked this, folks, of some of the guests we've had this week. Is Tennessee closer to being the elite in the elite class, a college football playoff team, or are they closer to being in tier two? Now, Vol Nation is a P1 fan and listener of this show, and Vol Nation, I love you, and I don't mean to do this to you, but I think Tennessee's about to be exposed. I think there's a very, very real shot, Diesel, that they lose to LSU. I have not firmly decided on my pick yet, but I think that is a very, very competitive game. Tennessee still has on the schedule Alabama, Kentucky, and at Georgia. Alabama, Kentucky, and at Georgia. As of today, folks, I would pick all three of those teams over the Vols. The Vols have this electric offense that we all know about, right? Hendon Hooker, video game numbers. Again, Kentucky's defense is going to keep Kentucky in that football game. They're not going to make mistakes. They're not going to beat themselves. I see Tennessee as a 3 or 4 loss team right now, 9-3, 8-4. You know as well as I do, a team with that record is not finishing number 8, which is where they are right now.
I think another overrated team is number 12, Oregon. They got absolutely blasted early in the season by Georgia. And look, you can put up all the points you want to in the pack, all out there with all that paction. Have fun out there putting up those points. But until you show me you can do it against the nation's best defenses, being at number 12 is extremely overrated.
Good points. Very, very, very good points. Texter says, how about the entire Pac-12 is overrated? Gentlemen haven't even won a playoff game, yet continue to rank them highly every year. The last time they had a legit contender, Mariota won the Heisman. Funny you mention that, Texter, because my next overrated team is a team that I predict to fall prey in my upset pick of the week. It is USC as well. USC, my friends, you just kind of look at what you're saying here. It's not that they're bad. It's that even though Lincoln Riley is that dude offensively and is the kind of the it coach that players want to transfer to play for, look at some of the scores here. Stanford 41-28. Does that impress you? Oregon 17-14. Does that impress you? Third quarter, I was watching this game. Arizona State, USC, third quarter, the score was 20-14, USC. Why did I pick Washington State to upset USC this weekend? Because I think they're capable of doing so, and because they just might be the kind of team that USC isn't fully ready for yet. There's some growing pains there. They've not arrived yet. They're not going to arrive overnight. Caleb Williams is a stud, but come on, man. Give me a break. USC to lose this week and to lose a few more times before now and the end of the year.
I also want to look at BYU. I think that's a team that's they're like a Notre Dame that I don't know if they're getting some help from the heavens above. The reason why people, they always just have BYU right at that cusp of being ranked, and all they got to do is one good thing and boom, let's put BYU in the top 25. I understand history, the history that they have there at BYU, but I mean, let's look at their record here. They put up 50 against a really, really bad South Florida. They only put up 26 against Baylor. They got curb stomped by Oregon. They beat Wyoming by 2 touchdowns, and they beat a pretty bad Utah State by 2 touchdowns. Call me when they do something impressive, and we're sitting at number 16 for BYU. I don't get it.
Yeah, BYU's got something to prove this week. I think the loser of that game, Notre Dame and BYU, do you notice what's happened with Notre Dame too, Diesel? They win a couple games, and then all suddenly, like, Notre Dame's favored to win all these games again. It's like, give me a break, guys. Like, seriously.
Every time. Every time these pundits just they helmet scout. I talk about it all the time, and you call me crazy, and Josh Pate calls me crazy, and Jake Crane calls me crazy, but it happens. Helmet scouting is rampant in America. It's one of the biggest scourges of our day.
Notre Dame is the cute girl that winks at you and she treats you like total crap and you keep going back to her. Stop going back to her. You've seen this story. They've lost the last 10 big games they've played by 253 points. Stop doing this. My last overrated team, Diesel, is the North Carolina State Wolfpack. Now, you know as well as I do, there was a very clear separation from, like, it was like Clemson and NC State and then kind of everyone else. And then Wake Forest was in that second tier group. I watched those games in back-to-back weeks. North Carolina State isn't close to what Wake Forest is. I could see North Carolina State finishing the year outside the top 25. I could see Wake Forest finishing inside the top 10. Wake Forest has to travel to Raleigh this year to take on the Wolfpack, and they're going to beat them with Sam Hartman. They absolutely are. North Carolina State's recruiting classes, last four, 66th, 38th, 43rd, 33rd. Folks, again, Dave Doran, good defense. Well, not on Clemson's level. They got Florida State, Syracuse coming up, Wake Forest coming up, North Carolina to end the year. It's a team that could finish 8-4, 7-5, overrated NC State. Get out of here. The 6 o'clock hour awaits right here on Offsides. We are the Fan Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.